Apartment people, my name is Dave, and I bring you good news. From Champion, River Park of Dublin, it's a brand new community now open and leasing. I've been to it. It's kitchen clean. And they've got a new enticement. You get 2 months free when you sign a 12-month or longer lease, and you move in by the beginning of October. Everything's new. New pool, new fitness center, free Starbucks coffee, EV charging stations, parking, garage. River Park of Dublin. Now make the move, literally. LiveWithChampion.com. Schedule a tour. LiveWithChampion.com.
Free original content from WMAL.com. This is the Washington Mornings on the Mall podcast. At AM 630.
8:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 8:35 this morning, we're going to talk to the one, the only, Larry Kudlow. It's all straight ahead. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
You're my heart, just like it's got to. Just like it's got to.
If you agree with me that we need more freedom and more liberty in our country and less government involvement in the decisions we make in our lives, then you'll join me in saying, get your grubby government paws off my tattoos. The district council is now proposing some regulations that's going to make it nearly impossible for tattoo parlors to continue doing their business. I should call them tattoo, I don't know. Do you want to use the term tattoo parlor, Matt Jessup, from Fatty's Tattoos and Piercings?
Well, I want to use the term Fatty because that's the name I use.
All right, Fatty Jessup is here, and he owns Fatty's Tattoos, so it's your own place, obviously. Tell me what the district is trying to do to your establishment.
Well, this is actually the district's third attempt to regulate.
You there, Fatty? All right, we're going to try to reconnect with Fatty. I don't know if he's on a speaker or something else is connecting there, but Fatty Jessup needs to have his voice heard here. My understanding of what the district is doing is that they're putting a regulation in that includes a provision that makes tattoo shops in the city buy all their equipment and supplies from companies that are registered in the district, but which, you know, I guess sounds somewhat reasonable on the face of it, but
right.
Of course there are no places, the distributors, that actually register this equipment and supplies. So it's basically a way to get them out of business. That's my understanding. Here he is, Fatty Justice, back with us. Try again, Fatty.
Basically they're requiring our suppliers to register with the district in order to sell us supplies. Of course, they don't have a process or a fee schedule in place to do this. I've spoken to many of my supplier friends in the industry, and they assure me that this is a protocol that they've never even heard of.
And we've been talking for a while now. I remember a couple of years ago they wanted a 24-hour waiting period on a tattoo, which, I mean, you know, listen, I don't want to drag you into an abortion discussion, but the fact that they don't want a waiting period for that procedure, but they want a waiting period for a tattoo is ridiculous. Is there a larger issue here that your industry is under fire?
I think so. I think that the body art industry in D.C. for the last 20 years has had an impeccable track record of disease prevention. From my last meeting with the health department a year ago, there's never once been a case of disease transmission through professional body art services in the district, you know, ever. And this is not a reaction to some kind of outbreak of disease or health crisis. This is more of a reaction to the fact that D.C. has failed to act responsibly and just pass some sensible, comprehensive regulation in the past, and they're reacting to their own inaction.
Yeah. Well, they're going to make it a case that it is about public safety and public health, but my question to you is, I think I know the answer, is where is the evidence that there's a problem?
There is no evidence. There is no problem. The fact is we have been successfully regulating ourselves for the last 20 years with no incident.
So what is the sense here? Is that are you guys going to be able to stand up against this, or are you just going to have to roll over and pretty much, you know, take whatever the district hands down?
Well, this is the third round, and in the first two rounds, the public and the media rose up to oppose both of those proposed regulations, and I am feeling that that's what's happening with this one as well.
Is there an issue here with regard to, is this the kind of a class thing, do you think, Fatty Jessup? I know that the image of a tattoo shop is that of, you know, wrong side of the tracks and, you know, the wrong kind of people go there. But people who I know who have tattoos, these are people in the military. You know, these are people who are in the intelligence agencies who are, you know, kind of badass, and they like to have some tattoos once in a while. What's your clientele like?
My clientele, I mean, we offer high-end services for body art. We're charging higher prices, so we're typically getting people in their 30s and 40s. They're professionals in Washington. Mm-hmm. They wear business suits to work every day, but underneath they have elaborate tattoo designs on their arms and piercings.
Mm-hmm.
So my typical clientele are, you know, political operatives, lawyers, professionals. That's who we're working with here. I think that the old stereotypes of my industry are unfortunately persisting today in the minds of many of the D.C. government officials. They have not gotten with the times that body art has come a long way, and the people that perform body art are just hardworking business owners who are trying to provide for their families. They're not, you know, outlaw bikers on the fringe. And, you know, the only person that's stuck in the past seems to be the officials in the D.C. government. We've moved on. We're a professional industry. We're proud of what we do, and our clients love us, and that is why we get so much support every time some, you know, regulation like this comes up.
Yeah, who's driving this, as far as you can tell?
Well, as far as I can tell, it's members inside the D.C. government, but I also think that there's a lone voice out there proposing these stringent regulations within our industry, and I can clearly say that over 90% of the people in my industry just don't agree with that.
Yeah. And so is it about that some people just don't like the idea, period, of these tattoo shops in neighborhoods? Is that at play at all in this?
No. It has nothing to do with anything the public is asking for.
Just the politicians trying to find a controversy where it doesn't exist. And our guest is Fatty Jessup. He runs Fatty's Tattoos and Piercings in the district. And how long have you been in business?
I've been in D.C. since 1998. We opened our second shop there a year ago, and we just opened our third shop in Maryland.
And I got to think, if you are doing things in an unhealthy, unclean way, if you are in some way, yeah, you know, endangering your clientele,
you don't stay in business very long, do you?
Right? Yeah.
What's that? I didn't hear that.
Oh, we were just saying you don't stay in business very long if you're endangering your customer's health, right?
Exactly. I mean, it's in any body artist's best interest to keep things clean because, of course, we want our clients coming back, but we want to stay healthy ourselves. And the person that is most at risk during body art procedures is the technician.
Yeah.
And we're the ones exposed to it every day. So keeping a clean operation is in our personal public health best interest.
Do you have any champions on your side? Because here's the thing. People don't like to – there's so many special interests, especially in a town like Washington, D.C., and it's not necessarily the norm for people to jump up and start rallying behind tattoo artists and the tattoo industry. Do you have any champions on the council right now who are saying, hey, come on, why are we doing this? Who are the good guys here?
You know, we really don't have anybody on the inside that I can tell that is rooting for us. But, however – because the public support and the media support is so overwhelming, I think they're forced to listen.
Well, you know, I just want to mention that Larry and I are both company men. We work for Cumulus. It's the company that owns this radio station, many around the country, and we're proud to be a part of the cloud. And I'm just wondering, you know, how much would it cost to, like, have a Cumulus logo tattooed?
If you want it done on the air, I'll do it for free.
I'll tell you what, Fatty, if we get an 8 share – in the next quarter, I will get a I'll get a WMAL.
WMAL. Look at
if
the
we
WMAL.
Get an 8 share in demo.
Yes.
I'll do it for you. No problem.
Not supposed to talk about ratings on the air, but I wanted to lay something out there. One last question, because we've been talking to a guy named Fatty for the last several minutes. How much do you weigh there, Matt?
Well, I'm a pretty lean, mean, about 208 this morning. I just got off the scale, so it's looking pretty good today.
So they don't call you Fatty because of your girth. There's something else at play there.
Yeah, fortunately, it's not my waistline.
All right, good to know. We'll let our imaginations run wild.
And I want to say for the record, I think this is the first time we've ever interviewed anybody named Fatty. Thanks a lot, Matt.
Thank you, appreciate it.
My pleasure, guys. Take care.
It's 8:15 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s. Here's Christy O'Brien in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Baltimore Washington Parkway southbound at 197, disabled vehicles blocking the left lane. In Silver Spring, an accident has Georgia Avenue closed northbound at Bonifant Street. In the district northwest, accident Indiana Avenue near 4th Street. In Alexandria, Washington Street, single lane southbound at Green Street because of a crash. In Oakton, an accident has Germantown Road closed eastbound at Chainbridge Road. Dulles Toll Road eastbound, we have an accident at Leesburg Pike. Currently, all lanes are blocked. Metro Rail, Red Line, residual delays to Shady Grove due to an earlier train malfunction. Now the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, it's going to rain a lot. Let's just get that out there. It's going to rain a lot. And this is, I think, the remnants of that, actually, of that hurricane that went through Mexico and made its way across the country. So get ready. A high today of around 60, but then showers this afternoon, and they'll continue all the way through tomorrow night. Tonight, down around 54. Wednesday, rain near 70. And then on Thursday, the sunshine returns, the clouds part, and temperatures will be in the low 70s, and on Friday in the low 60s. Currently in the nation's capital, 45 degrees on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. I'll tell you what they're talking about up on Capitol Hill right now. There are two things that are sort of grabbing their attention. One has to do with the fact that they've got to pick a speaker. Republicans got to pick a speaker. And it seems like last week when we last sort of visited this story, Paul Ryan was the guy. And I honestly tell you, I don't know of anything that changes that. However, you are beginning to hear that members who, conservative members who supported Ryan, have gone back home over the weekend, and they've gotten sort of an earful. And the question is, just how much support will Paul Ryan have? Will some of this conservative Freedom Caucus support, for example, that he had last week, will it still be there when the votes are taken? I raise it only because I don't think that Paul Ryan, there's any danger of him not getting 218 votes. I think he can do that. But that was not the standard that he wanted. He wanted to win almost by acclamation. He wanted a lot of support, overwhelming support. He didn't want to have to do any sort of, you know, reaching across the aisle to get Democratic support to become the Speaker. He wanted on its own right. And so I think it's worthy of watching. I think he can still be Speaker. I think the question is, does he still want to be Speaker if some of that support erodes? So sort of watch this space.
So you just believe that these congressmen got an earful when they were back home? Because I haven't seen this.
No, I've seen some stories that suggest that they heard from their constituents back home, and a lot of constituents, especially these guys who got sent to Washington to change the culture in Washington, are a little concerned about Paul Ryan.
Okay, well,
I think we knew that, but I think that they got an earful and a reminder of just how seriously they felt about that issue.
Well, word has not filtered to Paul Ryan because he has scheduled the Paul Ryan Victory Party to be held at the Library of Congress's Jefferson Building from 6 to 9 p.m. Tickets picked up at the National Republican Congressional Committee. So the Victory Party is already set for Thursday night.
Yeah, I think he's going to win. But, I mean, the question is, he wanted to win by, you know, almost acclamation here.
All right.
I'm not sure he's going to get that.
So conservatives on the Freedom Caucus have already gone on record in front of him face-to-face saying, you have my support, 70% of them, which means about 12 of them said, no, we're going to continue supporting Daniel Webster.
Right.
So you're saying that those, what are we talking about, 34 people who said they would support him, some of them might now say, you know, I told you last week I was going to support you, but now this week I won't. Boy, that's not a good way to get off on the right foot with the Speaker
no,
of the House,
not.
Is it?
No, it's not, but it's also, if you got to get reelected, the one thing you don't want to do is go back and having angered your constituents.
They
sent you there to do a certain thing.
I suppose that's true. I suppose that there's some way that some of the members of the Freedom Caucus could get primaried over not voting for somebody else for Speaker.
So the other thing I wanted to mention is that there's a budget deal underway. Some kind of budget deal is in the works between John Boehner and the White House. The president and John Boehner have said to had a deal. There are said to be some $80 billion here that would go to defense and some domestic programs, and then the cuts would come from someplace else. Last night, the Republican caucus got sort of a readout on the deal that has been struck, and the interesting thing will be that the speaker elections are scheduled to happen on Thursday. The budget vote is probably going to take place on Wednesday. And not a lot of conservatives are very happy with the fact that the Boehner's been over there negotiating with the president. They have some real concerns about where this money is going to come from and how it's going to be paid for, and there may be some real concern about that as well.
Well, what I'm hearing is, as usual, they think that John Boehner has given the White House way too much. I mean, when was the last time John Boehner went behind closed doors, negotiated a deal with Barack Obama, and it worked out well?
Mm-hmm.
The biggest obstacle here is the sequester cuts. I mean, you know, the president loves to stand up there and say the deficit has gone down record rates since I become president.
Right.
Well, that's not true. First of all, his first year of president, he shot the deficit up larger than it's ever been in the history of the United States government. It slowly started to come down again once the Republicans won the 2010 midterms, but it really started to go down after what? Say it with me. The sequester cuts.
Yeah.
So the only reason why we've actually made a dent in the deficit and in the debt is because of these sequester cuts. And now this deal that John Boehner has made with the White House will basically put in danger those sequester cuts that have been so effective.
If this deal goes through, it means that they are taking budget showdowns and government shutdowns off the table until after the 2016 elections. We'll continue to see how that goes over with the Republican caucus. It's now 8:22.
Did you know the average agent chooses to charge you 6% commission just to sell your home? Why choose an average agent when you can choose the number one hybrid agent in the D.C. market? Hi, I'm Brian Wilson. Our hybrid model charges a flat fee of $500 up front and 0.5% commission at closing, saving our clients thousands. So don't go with average, go with the best. Check us out at Wilson Realty Group. Real simple. Real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
Everyday men and women across this country are seeing something they never thought possible. No, it's not the Kansas City Royals defeating the Mets in the World Series starting tonight, which they will do, by the way. Sorry, a little excited about that. No, they're talking about their bags and their puffiness under their eyes going away, disappearing. Like Kathy in Dearborn, Michigan. You remember Kathy. She thought nothing would work for her, and then she tried Genucel, and she had to write us and tell us this. Genucel is a great product. I didn't have bags, but I had an odd puff under one eye.
What?
Kathy in Dearborn, Michigan had an odd puff under one eye.
It was odd, huh?
It's now totally gone thanks to Genucel. You too can get rid of the bags, puffiness, and even the odd puff with Genucel. And with Genucel Immediate Effects, you'll lose years off your appearance in just 12 hours. Genucel will work for you, or you can get your money back. 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720 right now if you order. Chamonix is going to throw in the Platinum Dark Circle treatment for free. No bags, no puffs, no dark circles. It's great. 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720.
The last thing I wanted to inherit from my mom was her varicose and spider veins. Then it happened. Embarrassing, bulgy, naughty-looking legs, not to mention the pain and swelling. Then I found Vein Clinics of America.
For 35 years, the doctors at Vein Clinics of America have been the leading experts in the treatment of vein disease. Using state-of-the-art laser and minimally invasive treatments, they can begin restoring the natural beauty of your legs in as little as an hour with no downtime.
My legs look great and feel great. I even love wearing shorts again.
Whether it's a family gathering or an office formal, make sure your legs look and feel their best this fall. Vein Clinics of America wants you to meet one of our doctors and find out how you can finally get rid of those embarrassing varicose and spider veins. Right now, Vein Clinics of America is offering an in-office doctor's consultation absolutely free for those who qualify. Most treatments are covered by your insurance. Call 800-307-9568. Space is limited, so call right now. That's 800-307-9568. 800-307-9568.
You're a small to mid-sized business with 300 to 3,000 employees. You face the same network security challenges as big businesses do, but can't support a big IT investment, leaving your doors open to advanced cyber threats. Barracuda Next Generation Firewalls provide all the core features of enterprise firewalls and UTMs, but without hidden costs and deployment hurdles, making owning a big business firewall no big deal for your SMB. Reclaim your network. Try a Barracuda Next Gen Firewall risk-free at Barracuda.com/firewalls.
It is 8:25 on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives, here's Christy O'Brien in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Dulles Toll Road eastbound approaching Leesburg Pike, an accident blocks two lanes. 66 eastbound, heavy traffic between Gainesville and Centerville. In Alexandria, an accident has Washington Street single lane southbound at Green Street. Temple Hill, St. Barnabas Road closed westbound at Wheeler Road because of a crash. In Silver Spring, an accident, Georgia Avenue, northbound at Bonifant Street, blocks the right lane. Baltimore-Washington Parkway, southbound at 197, we've got a disabled vehicle blocking the left lane.
This report brought to you by MyCleanPC.com. If your computer is running slow, go to MyCleanPC.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate MyCleanPC software to clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com. Now the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Slight chance of a shower today near 60 with a northeast breeze. Tonight becoming windy, steady rain developing, but rain steady tomorrow, especially early. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 45 degrees, it's 826.
The World Series starts tonight. It'll start in Kansas City, Missouri at Ewing-Kauffman Stadium. And this is a great, you know, allegory for American politics. We've got a red state versus a blue state. Red state, Missouri, and America's favorite team, the Kansas City Royals, going up against blue state, New York, with the dirtbag New York Mets. Not a lovable thing about this team. It seems like a no-brainer to me. It's all the way with the Royals. Go Royals, defeat the dirtbag New York Mets.
Mm-hmm.
Also, as a Nationals fan, it gives you an opportunity to say, well, you know, the Mets, we would have beaten them,
right?
You know, had we done better, and then you would have made it to the World Series. Think about that for a minute. You know, we only finished, the Nats did, a couple of games behind the Mets, and the Mets are now in the World Series.
Okay.
So. Anyway, we got to beat the Mets, and so we're all behind the Kansas City Royals, aren't we?
I guess. I just don't care. I really don't.
I know the World Series.
I can't get excited about baseball.
Well, this is
like way you do. I appreciate that people do. It doesn't do much for me.
If you like pitching, you're going to like this series. A lot of hard throwing pitchers in both teams. But also, the other cool thing about this is, either way, there are going to be some fans who haven't been happy in a long time. The Royals have not won the World Series since the 80s, the George Brett era.
Right, I remember.
And I think the Mets go back to 1986 as well with that team. Daryl Strawberry. Oh, yeah, 86. Daryl Strawberry, Dwight Gooden. So it's been a long time since either team won the World Series. Very good for them.
Yeah.
It's 8:28.
Every true story from Cascades Dental in Sterling ends with an amazing smile.
I chose sedation dentistry just because I didn't have to deal with it. I was out instantly, and the next thing I knew, everything was done. It was like a dream. I just, for the life of me, I do not know why it took me so long to get around to doing this. Life is too short to go around as miserable as I used to be. Go to Cascades Dental and get it taken care of. I'm the biggest sissy in the world when it comes to being in the dentist chair. I'd do it again in an instant, right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ruperelia. Using sedation dentistry, I specialize in making a trip to the dentist a pleasant experience. And in this office, you'll get no lectures and no criticism, just total comfort and the smile you've dreamed of.
Sedation dentistry at Cascades Dental of Sterling may be exactly what you've been waiting for. Find out more or make an appointment at 866-25-SLEEP. That's 866-25-SLEEP. Or go to CascadesDental.com.
Know what's always on my mind, kid? Safety. I live, eat, and breathe safety. When I wake up in the morning, I have a large cup of safety with two sugars and a dash of safety. Safety matters. Your safety, my safety, everybody's safety. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products, services, and resources to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. Now pass me one of those safety donuts over there. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
800-391-1755. 800-391-1755.
Coming up in just a moment, our conversation with Larry Kudlow. It's right here on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. It's 8:30, and it's time for the news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by ARS of Virginia. New this morning, for the first time in months, a new national poll shows Donald Trump is not the GOP frontrunner. Instead, according to that CBS News New York Times poll, Ben Carson is now in first place nationwide. with 26% of Republican primary voters to 22% for Trump. Some students at the University of Colorado at Boulder are upset about tomorrow night's Republican presidential debate. They say the party is shutting them out.
Tomorrow night's third GOP debate is being held at CU's Coors Event Arena that holds 10,000, but only 1,000 tickets are being sold, and just 100 are being made available for university staff and students. Students say that's unfair, that for many, they will be voting in their first presidential election, and say it makes no sense to keep these young voters away. A university spokesman says this is not a public attendance event, it's more a TV event. That's why so few are included.
Jim Roop on WMAL and WMAL.com.
You can hear tomorrow night's GOP debate on WMAL and WMAL.com. Congressional leaders and the White House have reached a deal to avoid a potential fiscal calamity. The deal will avert a showdown over raising the debt limit, avoid possible shutdowns for a couple of years, and will rework the spending cuts known as the sequester. But many Republicans were left fuming that their party leadership has given too much away to their Democratic adversaries. A South Carolina police officer is on administrative duty after a video showed him slamming a high school girl to the floor during a confrontation in her school. A spokesman says the county sheriff, Leon Lott, has seen the video and promises an investigation.
The sheriff fully understands the seriousness of this incident, and he will address this again once this investigation is completed.
And you can see that viral video at WMAL.com. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,623, the NASDAQ at 50,35. Sports, the Cardinals hand the Ravens their sixth loss of the season on Monday Night Football, and the World Series gets started tonight in Kansas City as the Royals take on the Mets. Up next, traffic and weather on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Attention homeowners, at ARS Rescue Router, we want to keep you comfortable, safe, and save you money when it comes to your heating system. Schedule your annual heating system check now at a super low price of only $59. That's right, only $59. Don't wait until cold weather hits. Schedule your system check now and save. Call ARS Rescue Router today or visit us online at arsofvirginia.com. That's arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Router.
I hadn't been to a doctor in years and had no idea where to start. With my one-day exam at Princeton Longevity Center, I got a lifetime of results and am back on track.
Because even though I'm 45, I found out I have the arteries of a 30-year-old, and Princeton Longevity Center gave me the pictures to prove it.
Because at 50, I want to run a marathon, and with the program at Princeton Longevity Center, I'm well on my way.
Whether you want to make the most of your future years or just want peace of mind, you need the Princeton Longevity Center. They're comprehensive preventive exam combines the latest technology with caring experts to create your personal plan for staying well.
Because PLC showed me how to lose 20 pounds and get back in shape. I haven't felt this good since college.
Because they have advanced technology like non-invasive colonoscopy. I can't get that at my doctor's office.
Find out why you need Princeton Longevity. Call 888-8000-PLC or go to PrincetonLongevityCenter.com. Call 888-8000-PLC. That's 888-8000-PLC.
At Novec, our values power everything we do. We work around the clock to ensure your power stays on. We teach young people how to stay safe around electricity. We keep costs low, with Novec's rates being lower today than they were 6 years ago. And we're generating renewable energy to help ensure a bright future. At Novec, these values power everything we do. Novec, powerful values that power your life.
Hi, Rick Edelman here. Your quarterly statement for your investment accounts arrives this month, and your account balance is almost certainly going to be lower than it was on your June statement. In the last 3 months, the stock market has lost about 6%, but don't fret. First of all, you're not supposed to have all of your money in stocks. Second, you're not supposed to judge your investments by how well they do or don't do in a given three-month period. People who do that might panic and sell while prices are low. All that does is lock in your losses. So if your September statement spooks you, call us at 888-PLAN-RICK. We've guided thousands of people just like you. We did it through the crisis of 2008, and we can guide you right now. Just call us at 888-PLAN-RICK or visit us online at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through Sanders Morris Harris, Inc., an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
HealthNet Federal Services, proudly supporting the Defense Health System and the Veterans Administration for more than 25 years. More information at hnfs.com, Facebook, or on Twitter at HealthNet Federal Services for the latest news.
8:35 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Christy O'Brien in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Dulles Toll Road eastbound approaching Leesburg Pike. An accident has us down to two lanes. Stay left to get by. 66 eastbound, heavy traffic between Gainesville and Centerville. In Alexandria, an accident. Washington Street southbound at Green Street. We're down to single lanes. Temple Hills, St. Barnabas Road closed westbound at Wheeler Road because of a crash. And the district 3rd Street Tunnel northbound near D Street. Disabled vehicle blocks the left lane. In Silver Spring, an accident. Georgia Avenue northbound at Bonifant Street blocks the right lane. And Baltimore-Washington Parkway, southbound at 197, watch for a disabled vehicle blocking the left lane. Now the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Just a slight chance of showers during the daytime hours. Then after 4 o'clock in through this evening and overnight tonight, steadier rain, mid-50s with a gusty east wind. Steady rain early tomorrow, showers, maybe a thunderstorm in the afternoon, still windy, 70. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 39 in Manassas, 47 in Bethesda, 47 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by HealthNet. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. At AM 630.
Good morning, everybody. It's 8:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Joining us on the line right now for our weekly conversation is our good friend Larry Kudlow, senior contributor over at CNBC, host of the Larry Kudlow Show, heard on WMAL Saturdays at 7 p.m., and a man who will be watching very closely the next GOP debate tomorrow night, where we will see who arises, who falters, who emerges, and he will be there to provide some commentary afterwards. Good morning to you, Larry.
Yeah, I'll be out. I'm leaving today. I'll be out there. I'm doing the pregame, and I'm doing the postgame, and something in between.
Huh. All right. So, look, we're just getting some new some polls that are coming in that suggest that this Carson surge that we're seeing in Iowa, where he's putting it on the Donald to the point of about 13 points, Maybe part of a national trend. One new poll just came out that said that he's actually leading nationally. Ben Carson is leading Donald Trump now nationally, according to one poll. The New York Times poll just came out. What do you read into this surge toward Ben Carson?
I think people like Ben Carson a lot. I mean, I think they admire his values. They admire his message of economic freedom. And I think they like sort of his calm, you know, calm, collected way, which sometimes contrasts with some other people that I won't mention. And, you know, I've interviewed Ben a bunch of times, and I'm pretty impressed. I mean, I think he has some meat on the bones to do on his policies. But, you know, by and large, he's a free market capitalist who really has this great message, I think, of, you know, family values, moral values, intact families, making right decisions and right choices, things like that are very appealing, and I think people do like his demeanor. I don't know what to make of the polls. I know the polls jump around a lot, but there's no question he is, you know, in the top tier, no question.
All right, and does that survive beyond Iowa in your mind?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, for example, in the CNBC debate tomorrow evening, it's going to be very heavy on the economy and financial issues, as you might expect. That's what we do. So let's see how he and the others handle that. I think it's going to be a very important debate, not only for Donald Trump and not only for Ben Carson, but for a lot of other candidates who, I might add, you know, kind of have fallen behind. I mean, if you look at the way this thing's stacked up, it's so interesting to me. For example, Carly Fiorina, who's a friend, I like her. She had a great debate the last time, but she's faltered in the polls. And John Kasich has faltered in the polls, and Chris Christie has faltered in the polls, and Rand Paul the same way. So I think this is a really important debate because you may see some winnowing out after this debate.
Larry, it's you know, pro-growth, I think, might be, you know, we just had a tattoo parlor artist on because the district is trying to put too many regulations on tattoo parlors here in the district. I got to think if you had a tattoo, it would be the words pro-growth somewhere on your body, right? But this is your mantra. Is there anybody, any of the candidates who you would consider to be either neutral on growth or anti-growth? They've sort of come out with policies that you believe are antithetical to the growth idea?
Before you go that, your tattoo is of the laffer curve, though, isn't it?
Yeah, well, don't expect any tattoos from me.
I thought we got him on that one.
Well, look, I think that's a good question, by the way. I think most of the candidates have pretty good, fair, not fleshed out enough on taxes. They're pretty pro-growth on taxes. I mean, I think there's a big debate about Donald Trump's immigration policies. I think that's an issue, all right? Some people think he's anti-growth. Some people think it's pro-growth. I happen to like Mr. Trump's tax policies a lot. I'm not enamored of his immigration policies. And I think some people in the party worry that his trade policies are anti-growth. But on the other hand, I acknowledge there's a debate. I'm a free trader. There's a debate about that. It's, you know what it is? It's just sort of like, what is your position? I'll give you an example.
All right.
I don't want to pick on Carly Fiorina, but she's in the Wall Street Journal with a plan today. And she's basically doing what she's doing, beating up on Hillary, okay, but not really telling us what specific items she would do. There's no discussion of, let's say, specific tax rates for individuals, for businesses, for small businesses. There's nothing specific about regulations. There's nothing specific about the dollar. You know, I think you got to get that out. So I think, yeah, you can argue they're mostly pro-growth, but we don't have much meat on the bones. And, you know, I think they got to do that. Let's take another one. Rand Paul. Rand Paul has a pretty decent flat tax, 14.5%, if I'm not mistaken. But he hardly ever mentions it. Same with Chris Christie. Christie has a more modest but still what I would call is a pro-growth economic plan. The question is, what are the details and why doesn't he ever talk about it? Yeah. That's just an odd thing to me. Marco Rubio very seldom talks about his pro-growth plans. And some of us worry that, you know, he's spending $2 trillion on child tax credits. We all love children. We all want to help them. But there are a lot more efficient ways to do that than to use tax credits rather than lower marginal tax rates.
All right. Let me ask a question about this statement that Donald made, saying that his father gave him a small loan, $1 million. A lot of people are saying, Donald Trump thinks that a $1 million loan is a small thing, he doesn't understand my problems. Is this an issue for the Donald?
This is a guy who's done very well basically telling people he's worth $10 billion.
Yeah.
He's done very well, so you're talking a million. I don't know. It just doesn't seem like, I guess some people might.
Well, but remember when Mitt Romney, you know, got into trouble because people thought that his language didn't speak of someone who knew about the common condition.
Well, I think that's fair enough. On the other hand, Donald has crafted a pretty strong message that he was using his resources, you know, to help the middle class. And I might add, he has a pretty good tax cut plan. So, I don't know, here's the guy. Look, one thing else, I'm not endorsing anybody. Don't get me in any trouble this morning.
Of course.
But I just say that one thing I like about the Donald, this is not an endorsement, but I like the fact that he is proud of his financial and career achievements.
Yeah.
And that the Democrats
are out
there.
He doesn't shy away from it. No. He says, this is who I am, and yeah, you betcha I've been successful.
Right.
And there's nothing wrong with it.
You know, and they're flogging him. The Democrats are out there flogging him for class warfare and punishing success and so forth and so on. And I think he's kind of standing up for the American system and saying, wait a minute, this is what we're here for. So I saw that $1 million thing, and, yeah, the thought occurred to me what you just said. The answer is no.
All right.
I don't care one hoot of all his issues. That's not going to be one of them.
All right, we've got to leave it there. But, Larry, you know, the one thing I thought of, and since you know Donald, maybe you can put it in a good word. Could you ask him, I could use a small loan.
Yeah,
just a small one.
That's your credit.
As good as his when he got out of college. He's like a father to me, Larry. It's all right.
All right, thank you very much, Larry. Appreciate it. It's now 8:44.
I love it.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
Oh, my gosh, you are hysterical.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
All right, we're in it right now. I mean, the leaves are starting to fall, and you know, you got to rake them up, but you know, that's that other job you got to do. You got to climb the ladder. putting your life and limb at risk, and you have to clean out the gutters. I mean, you know you have to do it. It's dirty, it's nasty, and by the way, dangerous. People fall off those ladders, you know. Listen, it would never be an issue. You would never even have to give a thought to those gutters if you had the LeafGuard system installed in your house. And why haven't you done that yet? I mean, because LeafGuard means you never have to climb a ladder again to clean your gutters. And an independent survey of LeafGuard customers shows that 94% of them would recommend LeafGuard to family and friends. You know why? Because the system really works. It comes with a lifetime no-clog warranty. If somehow it were to clog, which it won't, you just pick up the phone, LeafGuard comes out, they take care of the problem for you. Listen, it's a no-brainer. Right now is the best time to call, because I'm telling you, in a couple of weeks, they're going to be so busy. Get ahead of the curve. Give them a call right now for your complimentary gutter inspection. It's 703-822-5533. Get your estimate, 703-822-5533. Find out more at LeafGuardGutters.com.
It's 8:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Christy O'Brien. She's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Is. 3rd Street Tunnel, northbound near D Street, we've got a disabled vehicle clearing in the left lane. Alexandria, an accident has Washington Street single lane southbound at Green Street. In Falls Church, South Maple Avenue remains closed between Wallace Street and Tinnersill Street due to a water main break. They expect that to be closed until noon. 66 eastbound, heavy traffic approaching Lee Jackson Highway. Dulles Toll Road eastbound before Leesburg Pike. An accident has us down to two lanes. Stay left to get by. Heading to Prince George's County, Baltimore-Washington Parkway southbound at 197. That disabled vehicle's been moved to the shoulder. Mark Train 421 running 30 minutes late. Now the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Chance of showers as we go through this afternoon. A northeast breeze and a high near 60. Chance of showers and then steady rain as we head through tonight, mid-50s. Rain tapers off to showers tomorrow, maybe a thunderstorm. Still windy at times and a high of 70. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 48 degrees on WMAL.
All right. We got food news for you here. Food is a very important part of everyone's life, our life certainly.
Especially candy. Who doesn't love candy?
So Halloween candy is on everyone's mind, considering this Saturday is Halloween.
Yep.
And, of course, it's time for all of these places to do polls of the favorite candies. And
it's very easy.
Broke it down by state.
I've got the answer.
How is it? No, it's not, Brian, the poll is not Brian Wilson's favorite candy.
I'm
candy.
I'm in touch with the people's tastes.
Oh, good God.
Kit Kat. That's
Kit Kat will make America great again.
That's right.
No. Nationwide, the number one candy is Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. I get that.
Well, that's pretty good.
Good.
I mean,
candy. Yeah, right.
That's
we're
definitely in my
Hershey.
Top five, yeah.
So in the D.C. area, the favorite Halloween candy is Twix.
Twix.
Well, chocolate caramel cookies.
Excuse me. A Twix is nothing but a Kit Kat wannabe.
Okay.
Just saying.
I don't know what to tell you. That's not true. Kit Kat doesn't have a cookie. They have that weird wafer thing.
Mm-hmm.
Also, caramel in a Twix. There's no caramel in a Kit Kat.
I understand.
So sit back, okay? Just settle down.
All right.
Your Kit Kat doesn't win everything. And for someone who was so antithetical of to cats, so angry at cats, you're so anti-cats, but you like to eat the Kit Kat. You don't see a problem
no,
there?
No, I don't see the comment.
Speaking of Pennsylvania, where the Hershey's Peanut Butter Cup hails from, what would you think? Pennsylvania.
You know we're going to hear from the Mars people.
Pennsylvania is home. We'll get to them in a minute. Pennsylvania is home to the Hershey's Chocolate Factory, right?
Yeah,
where everything
right.
Hershey's, everything chocolate. What do you think the favorite Halloween candy is in the Keystone
State? It's got to be the Hershey bar.
Swedish Fish. What the hell is going on in Pennsylvania?
It's those Dutch Amish. They throw off the curve.
All right. West Virginia, they went off the plantation completely.
Really?
Not even looking for candy. They want Oreos in their Halloween bag.
Wow. Now, okay.
You got a line about that one, are you?
No.
Does it involve Robert Byrd in a white hood? No,
I love Oreos.
Virginia.
Yeah.
For lovers, as you know.
That's what I've heard.
They love their Reese's peanut butter. Reese's Pieces.
Oh, yeah?
The Reese's Pieces.
They're making this up.
Virginia loves their Reese's Pieces.
I don't believe it.
And Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a lot of respect for Maryland. Can I just tell you that I officially became a Maryland resident yesterday? I know it's been a while. I finally got around to sitting at that dang the Gaithersburg DMV
and
getting my license done. And I'm going to have to revoke my citizenship now
Why?
Of the Free State because their favorite candy is Almond Joy. Almond Joy. Well, I mean, can anybody eat one of those without gagging?
You've just downloaded a lot of information here. Let me just, first of all, you are the crab cake czar of Maryland.
Right.
And you weren't a Maryland resident until this week.
Not
okay.
Officially. All right. That's one of the reasons why I went and did it.
We just set that aside
for
a moment.
I didn't want the governor to get into trouble.
All right, but Almond Joy, kidding me?
Awful.
That's nuts.
Absolutely. No, technically an almond nut, yeah. Is that
right.
A nut or a legume?
Sometimes you feel like a nut and sometimes you don't.
Sometimes you do not. Mm. No, you don't. in other food news, how can there be food news about the Titanic?
Oh, yeah.
You know, ever since this movie, everyone is nuts about Titanic artifacts,
right?
But now they've really gone crazy. $23,000 at auction for a Titanic biscuit.
What?
It's basically a cracker. A little cracker that somehow survived the wreck, sold for $23,000. And they say that there's a problem with money in Greece. They got plenty of money to throw around for an old stale cracker. It's 8:51 on WMAL, where we just aren't big fans of Almond Joy.
A Better Life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
A new study finds first and second grade children get three times the amount of homework as they should. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. The recommended amount of homework, according to the National Education Association and Parent Teacher Association, follows the so-called 10-minute rule, 10 minutes per grade level per night. The editor of the study told us, the data shows that homework over this level is not only not beneficial to a child's grades or GPA, but there is evidence it's detrimental to their attitude about school, their grades, their self-confidence, their social skills, and their quality of life. The study also found that as the parents' confidence in their ability to help their child with homework went down, the stress in the household went up. Experts say it's important to let your child decide when, where, and how their homework gets done, as long as they focus on their work and turn it in on time. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
At TIAA CREF, our record sounds like a broken record. We got impressive results in 2013. And 2014? Same thing. We're like, hey, weren't we just here? Then 2015, boom, more impressive results. That's the kind of record you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Intelligent investing, powerful results. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA CREF Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. Investing involves risk.
Know what's always on my mind, kid? Safety. I live, eat, and breathe safety. When I wake up in the morning, I have a large cup of safety with two sugars and a dash of safety. Safety matters. Your safety, my safety, everybody's safety. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products, services, and resources to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. Now pass me one of those safety donuts over there. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You awake? Oh, you're snoring again. Neither of us are getting a good night's sleep.
Well, I have the CPAP.
But you're not using it, and when you stop breathing, it really scares me.
I know. I've tried so hard to use it, but I just can't tolerate it. What do you want me to do?
I want you to call 844 Sleep Test. Dr. Chuck Jelinek, who's a general dentist, has been trained to offer a proven alternative to the CPAP mask by making a custom-fit mouthpiece, and it's covered by insurances, including Medicare.
Is it that important to you that I sleep?
It's that important to me that you live.
If you can't use a CPAP, or you snore, or suspect you have sleep apnea, call Dr. Chuck Jelinek at 844-SLEEP-TEST. Their solution is covered by most insurance companies. For your free consultation, call 844-SLEEP-TEST now and put your snoring and sleep apnea to rest.
Specialist, what do you say about this Ford Escape?
Left rear tire, worn, uneven tread. Pressure's lower in front.
Nice assessment, treads.
Got the perfect fit. Ready to roll.
Now get a $140 mail-in rebate on four select tires when you use your Ford Service credit card at the Big Tire event.
When your Ford needs service, you need the specialists at Ford.
Subject to credit approval, rebate by prepaid debit card. Other tire manufacturer rebate or offer cannot be combined with Ford service credit card rebate or offer. See your participating Ford dealer for details through 12/31/15.
It is 8:55, time for traffic and weather on WMAL. Every 10 minutes first on the fives, here is Christy O'Brien in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Dulles Toll Road, heavy delays eastbound approaching Leesburg Pike, but all lanes are now open following an earlier accident. 66 eastbound, seeing heavy traffic between Gainesville and Centerville. In Falls Church, South Maple Avenue, closed between Wallace Street and Tinners Hill Street because of a water main break. They expect that to be closed until noon. In Alexandria, an accident has Washington Street, single lane, southbound at Green Street. And on Baltimore-Washington Parkway, southbound at 197, we've got a disabled vehicle clearing on the shoulder. This report brought to you by MyCleanPC.com. If your computer is running slow, go to MyCleanPC.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate MyCleanPC software to clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com. Now the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Chance of showers as we go through this afternoon. A northeast breeze and a high near 60. Chance of showers and then steady rain as we head through tonight, mid-50s. Rain tapers off to showers tomorrow, maybe a thunderstorm. Still windy at times and a high of 70. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 48 degrees. It's 8:56.
I'd rather have the pain than the bad shoes.
If you're experiencing foot pain, you're not alone.
I actually went to a doctor. Their answer for me was rest, ugly shoes, and anti-inflammatories. So that is when I went to the Good Feet store.
Take control of your foot pain and keep wearing your favorite shoes with Modern Orthotics from the Good Feet store.
The inserts they fitted me with fit in my shoes instead of having to wear some kind of medical type shoe. I wasn't ready for that look.
Take control of your foot pain today. Visit the Good Feet store and experience the relief only Modern Orthotics can provide. And if you or someone you know is inactive due to painful plantar fasciitis, stop by today and get moving in minutes.
It's a simple solution.
Visit the Good Feet store in Rockville on Rockville Pike and Wintergreen Plaza next to Total Hockey. And now open in Vienna at Maple and Park across from Whole Foods.
This is Chris Plant. Go to the Good Feet store, the place to go when your feet hurt.
Cancer is the most formidable of foes, made of renegade genes that mutate to stay alive. But what if there were an entire community of leading international cancer specialists? A cancer dream team that can use a patient's own DNA to treat her cancer. At Inova, it's no dream. We've recruited some of the foremost cancer specialists in the country. Find a cancer doctor at inova.org/cancer. Inova, join the future of health.
Stratford University School of Computer Science and IT is enrolling for 2016, offering master degree programs to fit your busy schedule with accelerated classes to get your degree in as little as 15 months. Learn more about our information technology master degree programs in cybersecurity and software engineering, or doctorate degrees in business administration and information technology. Take advantage of these unique, innovative, and career-focused programs at Stratford University today. For more information, visit stratford.edu/IT.
Financial world, you better pay attention. China is devaluing their currency. John Kerry is warning the U.S. may soon lose our reserve currency status. The IMF is planning a new world currency. Meanwhile, the U.S. economy is stagnant. Frankly, the future appears frightening. I just read a new report, What's Next for the Dollar, which explains what's really going on in just four simple pages. That's right. It makes perfect sense of today's upside-down financial world. You better get your copy now. It's free. Call 800-289-2646. You better write it down. 800-289-2646. Swiss America has been with me from the beginning because, like me, they're committed to the savage truth. Now is not a time to worry about financials. Now is the time to take action to protect your hard-earned money. I want you to get and read What's Next for the Dollar. You better do it now. I wouldn't steer you wrong. Call 800-289-2646 now. 800-289-2646 or go online to SwissAmerica.com.
Well, coming up tomorrow, Tucker Carlson, Katie McFarlane, and if that weren't enough, and by gosh, don't you think it should be?
Yes.
Mark Levin, the great.
You know, speaking of Mark Levin, Chris Plant is here. Chris Plant, you played audio of Ted Cruz doing a Mark Levin impersonation yesterday.
I heard that on your fabulous Chris Plant show.
I just say that he should drop out of the race now because that was the worst Mark Levin impersonation I have ever heard.
Let's hear your Mark Levin impersonation.
Chris Plant is next. You got to listen to him. Chris Plant, go.
You didn't like his fight? That was pretty good. That was not especially the end, but go for it. All right, listen, new poll. I don't really do polls, but there's a new poll.
Yeah.
You need to understand what is right about this poll and what is wrong about this poll. Hillary Clinton thinks everything is sexist. Apparently, she's the girl in the race.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows that free makes everything better. That's why our rewards members get free standard shipping on the things they need and want, starting at Silver Key status every day. Savings for rewards members add up fast, so why wait? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help, you save. Not available in Alaska and Hawaii. Exclusions and more terms apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/shipping terms. Subject to change.